from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mitch, want to get your thoughts and reaction to the decision today to override the mayor's veto of the budget proposals that you guys had amended just before you went on your recess there.
In a rare move, the Common Council did vote 7-2 to override a mayoral veto that was submitted to the Common Council regarding one of the budget proposals that brings up the timeline of our budget deliberations and when the mayor, whoever they are at that moment, submits their budget to the Common Council. Right now, per the charter, we have 22 days, which is quite a sprint to hold hearings, a public hearing, a workshop, and also gain data and information and revenue streams coming in, and to deliberate that budget in 22 days is really a short window. And so the Common Council now will have a few extra weeks to be able to not only look thoroughly through the budget, but be able to make really good deliberations. Because as you know, in recent years, we've really burnt the midnight oil in working until that budget deadline. And the most important thing that folks need to know is that the Common Council simply doesn't just vote up or down on a budget. So the Common Council has the ability to approve the mayor's budget as is, either vote on an amended budget and the Common Council can amend it ourselves, or if we ultimately do not make a deliberation on the budget and we surpass the deadline, then the mayor's budget stands as is. So our power is really through an amendment process, and council members, when you have nine of them with varying degrees of importance to them in their districts, but also nine different ways of looking at a $500 million budget, you have to have time to be able to properly scrutinize this. When you're scrutinizing how to raise taxes and when and at what proportions you do it, to scrutinize revenue streams such as cannabis, land acquisition and sales, state aid that has remained flat for well over a decade, and then ultimately looking at overtime, budget practices that impact our budget then and now. And you can't just do that in a vacuum in a sprint that's 22 days, especially when we have to host a public hearing and hear from our constituents that ultimately hear from the public and come back into our deliberations. So for functionality, the Common Council did override a mayoral veto 7-2 to make sure that these budget deadlines are more functional. And there was one that was not vetoed, but that did pass, with that I thought was the most important. And that was that if the mayor does submit a budget that is over the tax cap, that it just won't happen a couple days before the submittal of a budget, but that it will happen about 2 months before, so that the council can properly weigh and scrutinize how much and when to raise taxes over the cap if they deem it wise to do. But you can't do that late. And so now that will be proper and more respectful to the Common Council and its deliberations by coming earlier.
The mayor had written a letter to the Common Council with his intentions to veto the amendments that you guys had made on the council. I mean, what did you make of his thoughts and his comments in that letter, that of his disapproval of the budget amendments?
My initial thought and response was that's his prerogative, but he doesn't get a vote on the Common Council. So he has throughout the whole year to be able to procure the budget and look at those numbers and have multiple departments work to make sure that we get those figures, but the ultimate deliberation power comes to and is seated with the legislative body, which is the Buffalo Common Council, and nine members were able to vet these proposals, and seven of us agree that we needed to change those deadlines for functionality.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.